This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. In the most ambitious U.S. effort to stave off the worst of climate change, President Joe Biden signed executive orders Wednesday to transform the nation's heavily fossil fuel-powered economy into a clean-burning one.
This executive order I'm signing today also makes it official that climate change will be at the center of our national security and foreign policy.
The orders pause oil and gas leasing on federal land and target subsidies for those industries. The directives aim to conserve 30% of the country's lands and waters in the next 10 years, double the nation's offshore wind energy, and move to an all-electric federal vehicle fleet, among other changes. Biden's sweeping plan is aimed at starving off the worst of global warming caused by burning fossil fuels. The United States has issued a national terrorism alert warning of potential homegrown violent extremism in the wake of President Biden's election. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The Homeland Security Department's bulletin does not cite a specific threat, but rather what it calls a heightened threat environment across the nation. It warns of the potential for lingering violence by people motivated by anti-government sentiment, specifically mentioning perceived grievances fueled by false narratives. The warning signals the Biden administration's effectively wading into the politically charged debate over how to characterize acts motivated by political ideology, and suggesting it sees violence aimed at overturning the election as comparable to terrorism. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks took a tumble with all three major indices closing more than 2% lower. The Dow Jones Industrials dropped 2.05%. The S&P fell 2.5%.